And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Russell, Choked Out Radio on the go, live from sunny Arizona. I'm here for a school trip and a lot to talk about. Of course, this weekend, new beginning, I believe it's what it was called. Jay White is your new IWGP United States Champion. I wasn't too convinced at the House of Glory, but I think it's a good move for Kenny Omega. He was jumped out, and I believe we're going to get, obviously, the feud between Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega. But it'll kind of remind you of NWO Wolfpack versus NWO Black and White from back in the 90s with WCW. Should be interesting to see where the Young Bucks fall in this. I think Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks would be great if they were one faction, and Bad Luck Fale and Tama Tong and Hangman Page and all those guys would be better suited, I guess, with Black and White. So I think it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Kenny Omega will be busy with that feud. Ultimately, I want to see him as world champion, but it may not happen anytime soon unless he wins the G1. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I guess with Jay White winning, coming from the Young Lions, coming out of New Japan training school, being able to tour around the world, came back and defeated Kenny Omega. So where does Omega go from here? Definitely deserves the right or the opportunity to be the guy. No pun intended to Roman Reigns' catchphrase, but he definitely has what it takes to be the head guy in New Japan. Speaks the language, very charismatic, very open as far as his personality, and a lot of creative freedom. Not unlike if he was to come to the WWE, there'd be no creative freedom there. So we'll see what happens with Kenny Omega. We will see what happens. And it's an interesting year for him. He signed a one-year agreement, which is interesting because he keeps doing that. And doesn't necessarily want to lock himself in, which is a very smart move. He's kind of betting on himself to do really well in 2018. And I hope he does well. They sold out the tickets in mid-March in Long Beach. I think there's about that pyramid venue holds about 4,700 seats, so sold out in about 20 minutes. Yes, it's very impressive. And of course, when an organization like New Japan comes to the Western Hemisphere, so to speak, or I don't know, I'm not geographically sound, so I think it's Western Hemisphere. I think it should be good. All right, so yeah, we'll see what happens with Kenny Omega. We'll see what happens with Jay White. Of course, Suzuki beat Tanahashi for the IC. And we'll see what happens with Okada. We'll see what happens in New Japan. It'll be an interesting year for them. Mark Cuban wants to go 100% behind them through Access TV. And wants to compete eventually with Vince McMahon. So now we'll see what happens with New Japan over the next few months. All right? Tell your friends. Choke the radio on the go. Only on Anchor.